Whatever you like here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Throughout the show here tonight, we will return when we get a chance to the story that Brett brought in about habits, 15 of them that will make you successful, or so claims Life Hack, and I think they've all been pretty good so far, but we've only gone through four of them. So we'll continue with that when we get a chance. But we're going to your phone calls here first, and back to Dave, actually, who held on very patiently through the news break there. Dave, listening to KGOE out in Eureka. Go ahead with your thoughts. You just barely had a chance to kind of get some to get started.
Well, I'm a retired psychologist, and I go back to a time that was Maslow, Rogers, Rita Warren. Most psychologists study abnormalities, dysfunctional personalities, what's wrong with us. But these folks had touched upon what would be a super high-functioning human being. What would they be all about? What would be what they called self-actualizing or fully functioning people? What would that be? And well, some of the things they found is that the self-actualizing person radiates a joy. They have a happiness. It's a delight to be around. Another quote there was from H.L. Mencken. He died just before the 20th century began, but he was a brilliant thinker and speaker. And he said, "The only good is happiness. And the time to be happy is now. The place to be happy is here. And the way to be happy is to help make other people happy."
Yes. Absolutely agreed. 100%.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're looking for these simple solutions that are wrong. But, you know, it's easy to say government's good. No, 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 no. Is government bad? No, 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 no. Are the people that are government good or bad? Yes, they tend to be that. And I think we got more than our fair share of very ill-motivated people running our government, have been for some time. So I think I
agree with you. And this is so the H.L. Mencken quote that you had previously said was that essentially that there's always a simple solution for a problem and that's always wrong, or something to that effect.
He said, for every complex problem, there is a simple solution, and it's wrong.
And I have heard this quote, and it's employed often, and oftentimes it's employed against libertarians, because we say things like, you know, well, the government's the problem, because to most problems we can point...
But that's not accurate. It's the force that's the problem.
Agreed. It's the monopoly is really the issue, is the enforced monopoly. But... there's also, I think that this, you know, there's, it can be applied sometimes, and sometimes it's true, and sometimes it's false. Sometimes the answer is easy. And it reminds me of the Bible verse that says something to the effect of, wise men become fools before the word of the Lord, or something like that. I don't have it here in front of me. But it's a very easy way to dismiss logic. The Bible dismisses logic by saying that wise men are fools before the word of the Lord, or something. So, yeah, whatever your logic, it's nonsense. We're not going to listen to that. But I think what the biggest problem with government is this. The government, if it was a government of everybody's a good person, then you don't need a government. If everybody's a bad person, then the last thing you need is a government, because it would be full of bad people. And if people are, in fact, ruled by incentives, then the people that are most sociopathic and most sly and cunning and evil are the ones that are going to get into the area of government, because it is a monopoly, and it allows control. It allows one to become very, very wealthy. I think that we have a broken system that has been evolved from the master-servant paradigm over the course of 9,000 years.
I like your insights very much. I understand there is a small rural agricultural country in Polynesia, and is ruled by a queen, and she is a very benevolent, loving human being who walks about with her people asking, how is your life going, what is right, what is wrong, can we help? What is good? What can we do? What can we not? And it is a very happy, very well, a high functioning peace. Apparently, this one person. So, can we arrive at the simple conclusion? What we really need is a queen, a dictator. And
you know, there's an argument to be made that a benevolent dictator or a monarch is a better system than democracy. I think there's a strong argument for that.
Yeah,
but
Hans Hoppe made that argument. Absolutely.
But on the other hand, in a lot of cases, when power exists, it does tend to attract corrupt people and violent and dangerous people. And that's,
it's the status
of the world. Dave, good call, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE.
The reason why he said that, too, which I think if somebody's never heard that before, they might say, what?
Hoppe?
The reason why he made that argument that a benevolent monarchy could theoretically be better than a democracy is that politicians in a democracy have no ownership over it. So it's like the stolen car thing where you try to get as much out of it as you can, mm-hmm. and then you dump it on the side of the road. Or maybe a better analogy would be the scene in the movie Goodfellas where they go into business with the restaurant and steal everything they can from it and then burn it down for the insurance money. Mm-hmm. That's democracy, in the monarchy where it's in the family, they would want to be able to pass something, worth something onto the next generation.
One of the traps of democracy is the idea that you are the government. That, you have some kind of control. And what you have is you have a tie-breaking vote. Because that's the only vote that counts. The tie-breaking vote. If it's tied, then your vote counts. Matters, I guess is the term. It counts anyway. They can count the votes. So if it's 10-1 is the vote, your vote counted, but it didn't matter because 9-1, 10-1, and 11-1 all have the same result, which is that politician gets in. So in that circumstance, you're tricked into believing that you have some kind of control as far as the government goes. When it comes to a queen or a king or a monarch, at the very least, you can say, look, this is what they are doing. Mm. Because oftentimes, many times, people will say, no, we're the government. It's not what they're doing. It's what we're doing.
Right.
I'm not doing this. I'm not flying remote control airplanes around the world and killing kids. I'm not doing it.
But that's,
you can't blame me. No, we didn't go to Afghanistan. They did. And because you say we, it empowers them.
Yep.
Stop saying we, it's them. You can join their team, you can put on their clothes, you can put the flag on your shoulder,
sure.
and you can kill kids with remote control airplanes. But then you are them, you are not us.
And even when there is some distinction made, there's still this, I'd call it a self-fulfilling cliche, we got the government we deserved. With that kind of thinking, yeah, I guess you did, because that's not really thinking at all. That's just a cliche that people use to minimize discomfort. But that we thing is so important because it's a kind of neuro-linguistic programming that allows people to empathize with a group that they're not in. When we decided to invade Vietnam is a very poor use of a pronoun. If mm-hmm. the decision to invade Vietnam and
wasn't yours,
was made behind the closed doors of a room of people you've never heard of advising a president you didn't vote for, that's not you, and that's not me, so let's not use we.
The only thing I would take issue with is the your critique of the statement about we got the government we deserved, or you, or people get the government they deserve, or whatever, however you want to say it. I think that it's generally true. Obviously, we on the show here mm-hmm. don't feel like that might be true for us because we've moved beyond the idea of the states, and we sure would like to not have that government anymore. But collectively, the mass consciousness of people in this plot of land are obedient. They do what they're told. They don't ever stand up for their rights. And so they get what they deserve in that case because, you're going to get what you've always gotten if all you do is just kowtow and bow down to master and kiss the boot. You're just going to keep getting kicked. You're going to keep getting new regulations, new taxes, new things to obey.
I think we totally agree. I think if a person thinks in empty cliches, I guess they deserve to be lorded over by a group of people who disrespect their intelligence.
We'll come back with more here in moments, because you could argue that everything that we see is just a manifestation of what we believe collectively. More coming up here. You you can take control of the airwaves in moments. 855, 453, what do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. If you would like, you may do so toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the ProXPN toll-free line with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Brett.
Oh, hey, Brett, I should turn your microphone on. That would help.
Brett.
Mark. Brett is here from the School Sucks Project. Brett, what is School Sucks?
Well, School Sucks is a YouTube channel, it's a podcast, and it's a web community, and our primary focus is to distinguish schooling from education. People usually think of those two things as synonyms, closer to antonyms. Mm. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about how to reach new people with the ideas of liberty. You know, a pretty decent target audience, I think, is people who are under 30 who are still capable of changing the ways they think about certain things. And we've got a pretty soft sell, too. School sucks. You know, if you're in school, you know that. School does a lot of my PR for me.
Unless you're the most brown-nosing student, pretty much everybody else knows that government school's awful.
And, you know, I was watching, I've recently been watching a couple of, I watched a couple of episodes of Glee, and then there was another one that I saw, you know, there was basically these stories about being in high school. All these are like these fetish films for trying to relive the trauma of high school. I mean, just about every everybody is clear that high school stinks. Government high school stinks. And all of these films, I just remember, you know, Pretty in Pink and The Breakfast Club. And so many films are about this moment in time where you were forced to be around a bunch of other people who are angry and upset, basically in a day prison. You were threatened if you didn't go. And you were mixed in. I've never been treated so badly in my life as the way I was treated in high school. It's an awful place. It's got an awful atmosphere, and I don't know why we do it to our kids.
So we can go to work.
Well, we have to socialize them.
That's what they say. Parents could also check out prison, you know, if you're interested in socialization. Yeah. It's pretty much the same kind of environment where it's recommended that you join a clique to survive socially in school. So
you guys hit on these and a lot of other issues. It's not just about schools.
No, actually, right now I'm working on a pretty large show about zero tolerance. And I see that, you know, when you're talking to people about the issue of liberty, I see school as a great way in. But, you know, if you're talking to parents, there's a great way into the school issue as well. Zero tolerance, which is a huge danger to a lot of kids because it removes thinking from the equation, mm-hmm. from the discipline in the schools, and Common Core is another one. So I'm working on a big zero-tolerance show right now.
Awesome. SchoolSucksProject.com for more of Brett.
If you're looking for outdoor equipment, be it camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands, and name brands are great because you're more likely to get an item that is going to be that quality item that you can have for a long time and really enjoy the use of. Not always, but certainly I think it raises, I think people would agree that it raises the chances. And you're going to get the best prices. Every time I've gone to manventureoutpost.com, I've done some checking around just because, you know, I've got an audience and I've got to talk to them about this. And the prices are always the lowest. They've got a low price guarantee. So whether you're looking for handguns or long guns or firearm accessories or maybe tents, apparel, boating equipment, water purification systems, whatever it is that you need, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. And it's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. You can trust them. Manventureoutpost.com.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome about whatever you want to discuss. And Nathan has been waiting patiently in Texas on Skype. We actually got we had up to three calls on hold on Skype. But I'd just like to let you know, if you're on hold with us on Skype, there's no hold feed. Normally when you're holding for radio, you know, to get on the air, you can usually hear what's being said. That's not the case if you're on hold on Skype with us. So just be patient, and we will get to you there. So, Nathan, you're on with us. Go ahead.
Actually, I can hear you coming in on
Skype.
That's
because you were not actually on hold. Everybody else who was on Skype at this time has to be on hold. Skype will only allow for one call to kind of be active, or I guess like off the hook, I suppose, at one time, and everybody else is on hold. So, yes, you can hear. When you're not on hold, that means you're getting ready to be put on the air at some point, and here you are. So
don't contradict us, Nathan.
So I wanted to talk about that story from the beginning about overcoming failure. I had a question and a brief, a brief story.
Okay, sure.
My question is, why is it, to play devil's advocate, why does the person who's criticizing you have to be have to be known or non-anonymous. If someone shouts out from the crowd, "Hey, you stink," I mean, isn't that as valid as if someone, like your manager, tells you that you stink? I mean, well, what's the anonymity got to do with it?
Okay, well, here's what I've observed, and this is a lesson that I've learned through the folks at YouTube. I have recognized that the easiest way to have an impact on other people is to be a jerk, is to be negative. The easiest thing to be is a troll. The easiest thing to be is a critic. And like I said when we were talking about that, I don't mind a diagnosis, but I want it to come with a treatment plan. So when I was new to YouTube and I would get these negative comments, I would, you know, they are a lot louder than the positive comments, mm-hmm. you know.
Someone's more likely to write something nasty than to say something nice, just in general, people.
Sure, but they're louder in my head, too. Yeah. Like, the negative comment counts for, like, 10 positive comments.
Right.
And sometimes what I would even do is I would click on their channel, right? Like, they say, "Brett, you suck," or "School sucks," or whatever they would mm-hmm. say. If they had a bunch of really awesome videos that were, like, really high production quality, great audio quality, great editing, then I say to myself, okay, well, here's somebody who knows what they're talking about, and maybe I should get more serious about the way I'm doing things. But 9 times out of 10, those people have never, who make those really loud negative comments,
don't have a single video.
They don't have a single video. They produced nothing. Right? The only thing they produce is criticism to feel like they're having an impact on other people.
Mm.
Okay. Now that's a generalization, sure, but from my experience, that's what I've found, and that just can't echo as loudly through my head as people who have positive things to say with suggestions or negative things to say with suggestions.
So whether or not they're anonymous isn't so much of a factor is what you're saying.
No, I don't care if there's a name attached to it. There's a couple other things you have to look at.
I think people are more likely to be courteous if their name is attached to something. Even in the case of giving critique, they're likely to be nicer in that case.
I think nicer, but Facebook is certainly evidence that they doesn't have to actually, they won't actually be courteous.
Yeah, and that's true everywhere. Yeah.
It was sounding like you were saying the anonymity did matter because you're talking about, like, reputation. Do they have good quality videos? And if you kind of know someone, I guess, then you know them right away if they have expertise or not.
That's a factor, I think, to me at least. I mean, I'm going to take somebody more seriously if I know who they are, if I know they have a reputation, and if I value their opinion versus some anonymous troll.
Yeah, and that's why I use YouTube as an example, because if somebody's commenting on YouTube, they have a YouTube account that I can click on and see what their credibility is based on what they've done.
Thanks for your call, Nathan. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control here. Still to come, we got more of these tips for a more successful life here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, and your thoughts about anything you want.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. One of the things you can do on our website is you can contribute Bitcoin if you have some Bitcoin. Also, we'll take Litecoin as well. If you have a Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin, you can send it along to us over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And I sure do appreciate it. And now there's some other things you can do with your Bitcoin if you've got them. And if you don't have them, we can tell you how to get them later. But if you do have them and you want to get real life things, because it's cool to throw some Bitcoin in the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar, but nothing arrives at your doorstep when you do that. If you want something to arrive at your doorstep, BitcoinStore.com has over 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment at 0% markup. That's right. 0% markup.
Doesn't even make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make sense, except for the fact that the proprietor of Bitcoin Store is a Bitcoin fanatic, and he essentially set this store up for the purpose of proof of concept to show that, yes, Bitcoin is real, you can buy real things with it, and it works. So that's what you can go and do. Consumer electronics are their main target. That's what they sell there at Bitcoin Store, Mark, using a laptop that you purchased on BitcoinStore.com.
Indeed I am.
So go there, check it out, and check the prices. Go ahead, see if you can get a better price anywhere else on the internet. You probably won't be able to, considering they're not marking them up. And I think there's, like with their distributor that they use, the company that they're getting the wholesale products from, I believe they're in a very, very high tier, if not the highest tier of discount. Because this company that they're buying from, Ingram Micro, the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, I heard the proprietor of the store talking about this on another radio show, basically saying that they actually do enough business at BitcoinStore.com to qualify for the best prices.
Well, BitcoinStore.com is coupled with another business that does a lot of business there. Ingram Micro's gigantic.
Yes,
the amount of business that's done at BitcoinStore.com I don't think is enough to rate that higher.
then maybe I misunderstood. Either way, they're getting the right, they're getting the best prices they can get.
Does it matter? Does it matter to the person who's buying? No.
No.
They are the top tier.
I just think it's an impressive thing that they've done over there at BitcoinStore.com. So we've been talking about, and we'll continue to talk about, the 15 habits that will make you successful. We'll come back to that here. Brett is going to share more of those with us. But first, we go to Skype. And by the way, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We've got Kyler on the line in Utah. Kyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
Well, kind of just an idea that I've had and probably a business I'm going to be launching soon, but I kind of looked at what I think is wrong with America, and I think that it's a lot of people who are either misinformed or aren't seeking information in the first place. The whole I don't want anything to do with news or politics or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a huge
sorts
problem.
Of people. Yeah, and I
can you blame them?
Well, hold on. Part of the thing that I thought was you can't really. They have no incentive. Their only incentive right now is they get on, they read depressing things, and then they don't know if they're true or not, and then they have to search around for hours and hours and hours to find out the validity of something, and then at the end of it, they end up frustrated and sharing something on Facebook that may or may not be true in the first place.
Okay.
So I had an idea. I want to start kind of a media outlet site where we offer free journalism classes, kind of like how Khan Academy does, just a little more automated and easier to go through to anybody. And then I want to offer micro rewards in Bitcoin for people disproving or giving supporting evidence for any story on the website.
Okay.
So basically paying people to read the news and then think critically about it.
I think it's a great idea. I think micropayments on the web could really, really be awesome, because what it does is it incentivizes people to be the best they can be.
Exactly. And then, you know, I mean, like, have a tier thing where people who have submitted stories that, you know, we've seen X amount of stories from that are good, they get more rewards, whereas people who are newer might get less rewards. And then the same is true of the bounties we put on stories. The bigger a story gets, the higher the bounty gets. So if the story is, you know, something on the level of what Julian Assange breaks or something like that, obviously there's going to be a several $1,000 reward for proving or disproving the information therein.
Fascinating. And yeah, do you have the technical know-how, or will you have to hire people? I mean,
Unfortunately, the programming is the part where this all kind of falls apart, because I am a hardware guy.
Okay.
I'm good with computer hardware. I'm no bueno with software.
Let me tell you, hiring programmers can be an absolute nightmare. At least that's been my experience. Maybe, you know, I don't know. If it's an activist project, maybe you can get some people to sign on board and work cheap.
That's what I hear. I'm hoping. And then my other thing is I need a way to make it profitable, because that is Bitcoin that we're shelling out.
No, it's really difficult.
Well, and I've figured out a couple ways to do that, but
turning activism into profit is quite a challenge.
Well, what this makes me think is there's a project that Jeffrey Tucker's working on called Liberty.me.
Yeah, Liberty.me. I love it.
And I'm wondering whether, I mean, the guy's not inaccessible. You can get a hold of him. You know, I've called and got Jeffrey Tucker on the phone before, which always is a delight, by the way.
Yeah, but I'd almost be scared, because it's just that bow tie. The man's my hero.
You just called Ian Freeman the most important person in the Liberty movement.
What?
And you talk to him. No, I'm just kidding.
Cut that out.
I am. I'm only only kidding. Yeah, he's
to Liberty for him. He's going to be there in person.
He is. I will tell you, he's very accessible. He's a very friendly man.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys heard about the, like, Life on Bitcoin, the documentary that was being done. Now, I assume you guys heard about that, right?
Are these the people who live for a certain period of time only on Bitcoin?
Yeah, they're like 30 miles from me. I'm actually going to be on it. I did marksmanship instruction for them for Bitcoin.
Oh, neat.
So I'm actually going to be in the documentary. But, like, this is how weird I am about Jeffrey Tucker. They were going to go and speak at the Savannah thing, and they were flying out and doing it all on Bitcoin, and Jeffrey Tucker was going to be there. And they were like, I know you're a big fan. And I was like, well, I'm going to give you this bow tie, and I'll have you sign up for him. And I was so ashamed, kind of like stressed out about it, that I didn't end up giving him the bow tie at all, and I ended up just not saying anything to Austin until he got back.
it's tough.
Write him an email.
Never meet your heroes. They always tell you never meet your heroes. So
who tells you that?
Oh, lots of people all over the place.
I never heard that before.
It'll spoil your idol for you, because you build up this image of what they are in your head.
Well, they're human. That's
find
for
out
sure.
That they fart and you know, don't look pretty necessarily right out of bed in the morning, that kind of thing. So yeah.
I can tell you I've met a lot of people. I mean, I was listening to everything that was going on here and all of these different media producers from afar. I used to live in Massachusetts when I got into this. And, you know, I came here. I immersed myself in this community. I met these guys, you know, Mark and Ian. I've met a bunch of other people at all these events. I really haven't been disappointed. You know, I'm not saying they were heroes, but they were definitely people right. that I looked up to. And, yeah, I don't think you'd be disappointed by Mr. Tucker either.
Sure.
I would recommend coming to the Liberty Forum. I mean, it's a killer event. I mean, period, whether or not you were to see Jeffrey yeah. Tucker there. But he's going to be there, and what a perfect time to bend his ear. And
you know, yeah, no, that's the plan. One more thing I do want to bring up, as long as I got you. What do you guys think about the whole, basically, people are saying the death of free speech happened today, where they gave Internet service providers the ability to... deny or slow service to certain websites.
Net neutrality, as it is called, was essentially overturned in an appeals court, if I'm not mistaken. It is
That's
being
right.
appealed to the Supreme Court, I believe. So it's not necessarily a done deal yet that the order's been stayed pending appeal at
That's
this point.
That's the scary thing, because here's something that I was thinking about. If they make it legal, and we've already kind of said that we've already figured out that they have no – these ISPs have no control over what's going on with their companies is clearly proven by the NSA stuff. How hard would it be for the government to use one of these secret FISA courses to order them to not allow access?
Well, and then they could already like do that. The net neutrality thing doesn't affect government and the issue, you know, the.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying is now they can use the ISPs as a smokescreen. They issue them a secret FISA court with a gag order and then say, well, you just have to make it look like you're the one denying access.
I see what you're saying. Well, who knows? I don't know. Well, obviously, I don't know what's going to come. But as far as net neutrality is concerned, I think it's an interesting discussion. I feel like. Businesses should be allowed to charge more money for different bandwidths and things like that. I mean, it costs money. Bandwidth costs money. And if you can allocate it more efficiently based on people that are willing to pay for it, that doesn't seem to be a maybe it's an unpopular thing to do, but it shouldn't
Switch
be a legal thing to do.
Switch to the pay-per-use, that's what I say.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Kyler. I appreciate hearing from you. Hopefully... companies can not do that if they feel like customers are going to leave, because customers could always switch to the competition if they wanted to.
There's that.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Mobile site, we've got that. You've got a smartphone, you want quick access to the live streams, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
To the phones and the fun. Still to come, we've got to get through more of these. I don't know if we're going to get through all 15 of them tonight, but we've gotten through a handful so far. The habits that will make you successful if you apply them. Let's go to Eddie first, though. He's in D.C. Is this Eddie Free?
It is. Hey, Ian.
Hey, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the show Monday night, and right at the end of the show, a woman called about the permitted rhino hunt that was being auctioned off by the Dallas Safari Club.
Okay, yes.
She was condemning the hunt, and I just kind of wanted to let people know that, you know, it's easy to get emotional about this kind of thing, especially when it's dealing with an endangered animal. But the fact is, you know, when they auction off these permits, or when the African government sells off these permits, it goes to conservation programs to preserve the animal. That's what she said.
She said it was raising money to help the animal by hunting the animal, which she found to be, I guess, contradictory. And I don't blame her for that. It does seem contradictory.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, it's not like these hunters just go out and pick any rhino that they want. The wildlife officials of the African government will take the hunters out, and they've already got two or three of these animals picked out. And these are the older bulls that are no longer producing, and they're very territorial, and they're very destructive as far as even killing younger bulls and even the cows. So it's actually damaging to the species, and they're going off of, you know, the scientists and biologists. I mean, that's who are saying that this needs to be done, because they're destructive and they're no longer producing.
Yeah, and this is one of the points I was trying to make is that, you know, and I actually thought it might be a younger bull would have been my guess, but You know, I didn't know that the older bulls, you know, stopped producing as they got.
They call rhinos bulls.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. And they become very, they're still territorial. And like I said, they're very destructive. A lot of people flipped out about Melissa Bachman. She's a professional hunter, female American hunter, and she took a lion. And people thought, wow, this is just awful. But it's not like, like I said, it's not like she just went out and shot any lion. The Tanzanian government, you know, took her out there, and they told her which one she could take, and it was a six-year-old male lion that was, again, destructive, killing other baby lion cubs, and so, you know, and using up resources that other younger lions, you know, need. And, you know, even besides that, the amount of money that comes to the government and to pay for these permits, you know, these rich Americans are spending over $2 million just to kill lions, there. And it goes to the conservation programs to actually pay off the locals to actually fight against poaching. You know, these people are starving. So instead of, you know, these people going out and poaching, wow, well, now they're being hired to stop other poachers with this money. And it's, you know, the black rhino auction went for $350,000. And that's going straight to the conservation programs to stop the poaching.
Interesting.
To save the species.
Yeah, and
I only wish you'd called in our third hour, so I think it was Helen who'd called about that, would hear, because in Ithaca, we're only heard in our 9 to 10 p.m. hour.
But you're the one who took the call, buddy.
Well, I'm not going to tell somebody not to call in. Anyway, it's interesting. I'm glad you called to clear that up. Eddie, anything else you want to share tonight?
That was it. I just wanted to share that, guys. Have a good night.
When are we going to see you back up in New Hampshire?
Possibly Liberty Fest.
All right, Liberty Forum or Porkfest?
Liberty Forum.
All right, cool, man. We'll see you in that case, it's a few weeks away. So thanks for the call and see you then. Of course, he's talking about the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, nhlibertyforum.com. This is going to be the place to be. I mean, this is a life-changing event, at least according to one of the people who attended it. Who was it that told us that it was life-changing? I'm forgetting who it was.
I can't remember.
It was Jeffrey Tucker.
Thank you, Jeffrey Tucker.
He said the same thing. It was a couple Fridays ago.
In two ways. Yeah.
Yeah, and he did an hour with you, or an hour and a half with you guys, and then an hour and a half with me, and he was really hitting on this Liberty Forum thing, that he loved it so much.
Yeah, I mean, I was just expecting him to say something nice about it, but no, he went out and...
Yeah,
said it was life-changing for him.
He is somewhat drawn to the superlative. I will point that out.
Yeah, but he said it was the real starting point for the change that became his new website, the liberty.me.
I remember him saying that,
and he amazing.
Was really into the Bitcoin and ATM
Bitcoin.
Machine.
He started on Bitcoin at the Liberty Forum as well, so... Very cool stuff.
We changed Jeffrey Tucker's life.
Don't miss it. NHLibertyForum.com. All right, so let's go back into this list of 15 habits that will make you successful. We wrapped up we finished up number 4, I think, learning from failure, on to number 5.
Brent. Sure. This was develop an early and consistent wake-up routine. While recent studies have suggested that enjoying 8 hours of sleep each day might actually be counterproductive to your levels of mental agility, it is still important that you develop a consistent cycle of sleep. This enables you to become an early riser who wakes up at exactly the same time each day, which makes it far easier for you to optimize your time and develop a productive schedule. So while the rest of the world is still snoozing in bed, you can be taking decisive action towards empowering your body and mind for the day ahead.
Yeah, I am skeptical of the everybody needs to get up early theory. I will agree that there have been mornings, a few, where I have gotten up early and it has felt, I've felt very empowered. You know, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to get some stuff done and that kind of thing. But man, oh man, I used to have a job where I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't any more productive or better off than I am today getting up at 8:20, which is my normal time to get up. So yeah, I'm skeptical of this one.
Well, okay, so
Consistency, I like.
Consistency makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are more productive at night, then you should stay up at night. But I have to say this is something I've struggled with for many years and only recently have succeeded, and it was due to change in circumstances around what happens here during the daytime. Daryl, coming here and working for us and doing affiliate relations, that guy shows up on time every single day, and I feel like I need to be here for him to be. Honestly, I don't need to. He could do it all on his own, but I don't want to look like a slack ass, so I get up on time, whereas I used to never, almost never, get up on time. I would sleep until 11, noon, whenever, and there goes half my day. My productivity, it was amazing I got anything done with such a shoddy sleep schedule on my part.
There is something I think to be said for the early start. And just a couple of days ago, I was interviewing a high school student about some the high school, not just survival tips, but also like, how could we maybe get enjoyment out of these 5 days a week that we have to spend in school? Well, what he told me he did is he gets up at 5 every morning and rides his bike. Because what do most people do, whether they're students or professionals? They get up about an hour before they have to punch a clock, really, or, you know, just figuratively punch a clock.
Yep.
And he says that he has all this time. It's like almost having 2 days in one, because he has all this time to enjoy himself. And it's also, it sets a tone for your day. If you roll out of bed and you have to, I got to get in the shower, I got to commute, I got to get to work, I got to get all these things done in an hour, that's a pretty frantic way to start your day. And it doesn't set you up to enjoy yourself even after work. But he says he gets
up. Then you're zonked after work. You want to go home and crash.
So the slow start is nice, and I've worked a bunch of different schedules in my life, but I used to work like a 3 to 11 shift, and I would go to bed at 2 in the morning, but I would get up at, 5 hours before work, and I would have half a work day of leisure before I had to do anything, and that put me in a good headspace, where I'd already gotten some stuff done, enjoyed myself. So I think that it's not just about what time you get up. It's like what you're doing when you get up.
Sure, because I can get up at 5 a.m. and sit on Facebook just as easily as I can go to bed at, 2 a.m. and sit on Facebook.
This is another thing. The last place that I would go, I've learned when I've gotten up, is Facebook. It's kind of a chaotic way to start your day, right? It's this endless open loop that's never going to be closed.
And I love it. I hate it, and I love it. More coming up in moments. You're welcome to share with us your wake-up routine. What works for you? I get out of bed 10 minutes before I have to go to work, but it works for me.
Right.
At least if I'm getting up. All I care about is getting up on time. For me, that was the biggest struggle, but I needed somebody else to hold me accountable for it.
You like your job, though, too.
I do like what I do, yeah. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.